We're talking to Dancing Bottle, writer of the blog Who Flipped My Triangle. One of the most important ideas that you talk about is the triangle. You have one point being for man, one point being for the devil, one point being for God. Why is this triangle important?
In my observation, we get up in the morning, plan our day, say you have a job, you go to work, and then you have a whole day plan. What does it mean? It means that you use your free will, at will, anytime, whenever you want. If you say, oh, I have to pray at 5 o'clock in the morning, that is related with the free will. And that thing can come in your mind that, oh, I don't want to pray, or I want to pray, depending on your free will.
So you believe that human beings have free will?
Oh, there is no doubt about it. And the whole justice system and whole way of living in every culture, there is always free will being used. But the politics comes in and we willfully take our blames and put it on devil, or we willfully give the credit to God instead of our will. Now, if you look at a human being, what is human being? The question is the biggest thing. If you take responsibility, you are a CEO of your life. If you don't take responsibility, you probably are an extension of your ideology. You become so inferior to yourself that your self-esteem goes down to the point where you give all the power to your belonging groups, regardless of whether they are on the right path or wrong path. You just cannot, or you don't have the spine to stand up and say, oh, this is right or this is wrong. Everything goes murky for you, so your sense of belonging takes over. So everything you supposed to question, you don't. Either you have a fear of being shunned, or you are politically corrupt, that you just follow the group regardless of right or wrong. So in my word, or I call it spiritual word, I don't think there is politics. It's plain and simple, what's right, what's wrong. And if you're doing something wrong to somebody and your group says that's right, you have to know deep inside of you, because you have the power to understand what's right, what's wrong. Religions, they have been fighting for thousands of years, killing each other as individuals without the discrimination. And why would they do that? Because they convince the individual to the point where individual thinks, I am Muslim or Christian first, then I'm a human being. And yet it's the other way around. You are the human being first, then you have whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, Canadian, American, or Afghani, or Pakistani. That comes as installed knowledge, but the reality is that you are a human being first, who has the free will given to you right from the get-go. And if you don't use the free will, to be honest, you are spiritually corrupt. And for me, when you give me a book, it's written 2,000 years ago, it has a lot of influences of the time when it was written. And as an individual, as a human being, you're supposed to evolve with the time. And if you don't evolve, you want to bring us back to where it started, where what was the popular at that time. They didn't even know the earth was round. Simple as that. And in order to prove that, I can say that Muslims, we pray 5 times a day, and it is all related with the sun rising, sun setting in the middle of the day or after the setting. So all these prayers, or even in fasting, when you have to stop eating at certain time, and that's dusk in the beginning of the day, or you break the fast when the sun sets. So what about the north, where sun doesn't set for 6 months, or sun doesn't rise for 6 months? So if we are able to understand that life is up there as well, that's why I said it. They didn't even know the earth was round. So my point is that if we don't evolve, say I still want to pray 5 times a day, I can choose a time for the equator, where Islam started, and that's amendment. And if I want to fast, I should have fast about 8 hours, whatever they are doing, or 10 hours, not 22 hours or 24 hours. I can't do that unless I make some amendments. Now, when you talk about the religious amendments, that's a no-no. When you talk about any constitution's amendment, it's a no-no. Well, what are we doing? We are stuck in the past. So now, if you say that, oh, I have to, I'm not allowed to make the amendment, what does it really mean? It means they don't want you to use your free will. So it all comes down to the free will. If you think you are able to do something, you should do it. And if most of these, say, fasting or the prayers, they are trying to tell you to control your inner demon. In other words, you want to have good deeds, you should be doing good deeds, and you should be able to do, you should be able to control your inner desires. Now, they are trying to make you become a human being from an animal. And if you are becoming a human being, you should be able to use control with the free will. And I read somewhere that there was somebody said that we are better than the angels. The reason we are better than the angels is because we have the free will and we choose to follow the good deeds from God. And the angels, they have no free will. So that makes us superior to even the angels. But guess what? Everybody wants to be an angel. That's the demotion of a human being. So when it comes down to how to be an angel or how to be a good person, that is all related with you as an individual. If you can choose the good things, like intentionally put everything good related to God and everything bad related to the devil. Okay, so the God and the devil, they are the good and bad. Now, as I mentioned before, if you take those two actions, good and the bad, they are actions. So if you take them out, you still are a human being. But if you take the human being out, the good and bad disappears with it. So that's my way of looking at it. So the free will, it will always be in you to utilize it. Why would God put free will in a human being? Because we worship God by choice. So if you choose to worship, it's just like you're doing a good deed. But demoting yourself to the point that, oh, I'm a dust or dirt of God's feet, and this is all a poetry. In reality, all God's work is done by the human being. You can pick any prayers, you can see any good action. Say you have a blind person, you help them to cross the street. That is a good action, but it comes to you from free will. It's not that you learn something from your parents, or it's just if somebody is drowning and you jump in to help and save, that is not an action of taught teaching. It's just simple as that. You bring it along, certain things. And the compassion is there. We are, in other words, I can say that we are ripened for all this knowledge way before we come in. If you say that, oh, I learned from my holy books and I learned from the... No, you brought it along to begin with. Or you can have God living within you, who is telling you to do the good deeds along the way, especially when it's a mortal life. We are taught, oh, you have to fear from the hell. If you fear from hell, how do they tell you that hell is all fire? And the example is that if it's fire, obviously, when you go close to the fire, it feels burning and it's painful, and everybody is scared of it. So you create hell to make people be fearful. And then on the other side, you can say that, oh, I read some book a long time ago in Pakistan. It said, oh, you will have a house in the heaven with the bricks of golds and silvers, and the cement will be the diamonds and all that. All these things are meaningful in the living life. When you're dead, you can't eat the diamond, you can't eat the honey, you can't eat the milk. It doesn't mean anything when you're dead. What they're trying to show you is that this is what you're going to get when you're dead. But die it for us. Die for us, so then you can go to heaven and get even virgins. It is unbelievable that people buy it. They take away their free will just because whatever is promised for the after death. The real life is living years. The after death, nobody comes back and tells you, unless... No, but there is no movie, there is no... Unless somebody's imagination is there to tell you this is what it is. You can believe, that's what we are taught. But why do you believe is so you can do good deeds. Hey, I'm all for it when you believe that way. But if you believe that if I kill somebody and I'm going to go to heaven because of that, personally, I believe you are killing God. Because God is living throughout the people, throughout the humanity. All the good deeds, all the prayers are being answered by the human being. If you use the free will, then you can choose to do the good things, or you can choose to do the bad things. There are always social crimes. When you say that, oh, we go to the religious society, their crime rate is very, very low. Oh, sure, it's low, because there is a fear of death. Look at their punishments. If you commit a crime, you can be punished to the point where... So the crime will be lower, but the second you take away that fear, you are not going to be following those rules. The reason is the free will is, if you have fear of dying, then you're going to use the free will to survive. But if you're using the free will to choose to commit a crime, that is still related with the free will. Now, you remove the fears, and if you still do the good deeds, that's an ideal human being. And if there is a story of carrot and stick philosophy, you teach that to animals and they follow it. But human being is much higher than that to begin with. So you cannot just give the human being a carrot and stick anymore. We should have our own system of living where we are above the carrot and stick. That's politics. And you think God is using that? God is spirituality. God cannot use carrot and stick. The hell and heaven is a carrot and stick. So the way I see it, what is our responsibility? And it all comes down to the free will. And you have brought along compassion with it. Now you choose free will and compassion together, you become an ideal human CEO. And if you are a CEO, you will have a better living life and a better after death as well.